This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Monday, as Wisconsin, Florida, Kentucky, and UConn prepared for this weekend's Final Four, Andrew Wiggins of Kansas declared his eligibility for the 2014 NBA Draft. And he's not the only blue chipper who will not be part of the extended madness. Here to talk about the departure of some of the season's best men's college basketball players is Pat Forte of Yahoo Sports. Pat, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be with you.
Kansas lost in the second round of the tournament, so fans didn't get much of a chance to see Wiggins play in this postseason, nor will they see him in the future. What are they missing out on?
Well, he's a phenomenal athlete, incredible jumping ability, lateral quickness for 6'7". That makes him an excellent defender. But, you know, my concern with him, he's a little bit of a wallflower type personality. You know, I don't think he has much of a takeover mentality. If somebody wants to spend $50, $60 million on making him the face of your franchise, I'm not sure he wants to be that face. So it's a bit of a risky endeavor, I think.
Wiggins has been projected to go no later than the third pick in the draft. Is that all of the motivation he needs to declare this year and forego the chance to lead Kansas deep into the NCAA tournament for the next 1, 2, or 3 years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a top three pick, heck, there's a lot of guys that will leave if they're a top 30 pick. So if you are going to be picked in that position, you go. No looking back, whether you're ready or not.
What other players are you sorry that fans didn't get to see more of in this year's big dance?
Well, certainly Joel Embiid, who is Wiggins' teammate at Kansas, didn't get to see him at all because he had a back injury. Some people believe he's the best NBA prospect of all. You know, wonderfully skilled seven-footer. I mean, can pass and handle the ball and shoot, too. He can do pretty well everything. He's still very raw, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is the overall number one pick. And then also Jabari Parker from Duke, wonderfully talented guy, plays really hard, very competitive, and he really kind of was playing out of position at Duke as a more of a power forward. He'll be a small forward in the NBA. You know, those two guys are fantastic talents, and I think they will be star players in the NBA for many, many years.
It's interesting that you mention those two, because though many of the NBA's worst teams have denied it, there has been a lot of tanking going on this season. I guess those teams had no inkling of the possibility that Wiggins' teammate, center Joel Embiid, and Duke's Jabari Parker are reportedly pondering a return to their college teams.
Yes, that is the report. I would be shocked if either do return. The play sorry for Jabari or concede for Embiid movements have been in full effect for a long time. I don't think anybody expects them to have a change of heart this close to getting their payday as professional athletes.
I would think another problem with some of these guys, and I know it's worked out really well for some players to get into the NBA very young, but for some of these guys, they are still very young to get into the grind of that kind of job.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, it's a risky proposition, I think. I'm not sure there's many who are terribly well-suited for that. There may be the rare LeBron James who at 18, 19 could handle it, not just being able to excel on the floor, but handle the grind of being a professional athlete. The demands on you are significant. The season is more than twice as long as anything you've played before, and your coach will be more demanding of you as well. I mean, it's not an easy lifestyle. That's why they get paid that much money. So I'm not sure there are many teenagers out there that are really cut out for it.
Currently, the NBA's minimum age requirement is 19. The league's newly minted commissioner, Adam Silver, has made raising that limit a priority. Would you be in favor of that?
Yeah, I would. What I'd really, truly be in favor of is an either-or, where you could come out at 18, so you don't have to pretend you're a student, or you stay for a minimum of 2 years. I think that would be a good solution. But 20 would be better than 19. 21 would be better than 20. A college degree would be best of all, but I know that's naive. We don't live in those days anymore.
Pat Forte is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports. Pat, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.